Rishonim all ask that the taraimis that the umdin have a right to the poil is based on the fact that they violated, the poil violated al timna toy mibalav. Why? Because he could have gotten four and said he got three. Now the truth is, the poil was over al timna toy mibalav from the standpoint of the umdin, but every dollar that he costs the umdin is a dollar saved for the Baal HaBayis. So why are you looking at it from the standpoint of the umdin and saying that he was over al timna toy mibalav? My chazit, the damach didach samach tvei, duma damach didi samach tvei. Maybe look at it from the standpoint of the Baal HaBayis, and from the standpoint of the Baal HaBayis, it's different. So the Rishonim say that you have to say that being that the Baal HaBayis already committed, he said that he was willing to pay four, so now there's no mitzvah to save him a dollar. Meaning, he said that he's willing to pay. He was a sover of a kibbal for sure. He said, I'm willing to pay four. So he's saving him a dollar? That's not al timna toy mibalav. He signed off on it. If you have someone that's looking for work and he didn't agree to anything yet and he's trying to do as best as he could to support his family, so adarabba, you give him more. Why would you give him less? The Baal HaBayis, who signed off on it, he signed off on it already. But in terms of the poel who didn't sign off, there it's already different. But Rabbeinu Yonason, one of the Rishonim, he says a different shot. He says that when you look at Al Timna Toy Mibalav, and you have an opportunity right now to save a dollar for the Baal HaBayis or to save a dollar for the poil, you should save the dollar for the poil. And the reason is the Baal HaBayis, he owns the field. He's probably a gvir. The poil is somebody that's working for somebody else. He probably needs the money more. And in Hilchis, Al Timna Toy Mibalav, says Rabbeinu Yonason, what seems to be a chiddush nifla, and that is, no, you better save the money for the ani. Why are you saving the money for the gvir? The money's going to go further in his pocket than it is in his pocket. He cares more. And in Hilchas Atim Notay Mibalav, it's true, you got your Baal HaBayis an extra dollar, but we're not concerned with him so much. We're concerned more with the other guy. Meaning, we're looking out for the underdog, and we'd rather him get this extra dollar. Sounds a little bit of a chiddush, but I looked up the pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. If you look up this pasuk, it's Perek Gimel, pasuk of Zayin. Al timna toiv mibala biyois le'el yod chalasos. So all the Rishonim come out. Rashi. Al timna toiv mibala im ra'isa chavercha chofetz lehetiv la'aniyim al timna eil. If you see your friend, he wants to help aniyim, don't stop him from helping the aniyim. Radak. Al timna toiv mibala ma'ir b'nei adam al matnas ha'aniyim shelo yimna adam oisa kishyesh b'yada yechaydos la'asoysa. If you can help an other man, then don't hold back. You should help the other man. There's a pirish harid in the Mekoris Gedolus Mishlei. Al timna toiv mibala ze midaber al atztoko v'korei ba'olav ha'oni ha'roi l'kabala. Cannot all the Rishonim say that this inyan of Al timna toiv mibala is talking specifically about an oni? So it's not stam the underdog. The nekuda is that the posik of Al timna toiv mibala is to look out for an arman. It's not a general v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, look out for people. It's to look out for an arman. So if the nekuda over here is to look out for the Araman, so it's very moving. It's very moving why we would be more deferential to the Poyo than we would be to the Baal HaBayis, the person that owns the field.